Hello, welcome to Theatre Voice. The Lyric Hammersmith's secret theatre project has already ruffled a few feathers and thrown down a gauntlet or two. With the building undergoing a significant refurbishment this year, artistic director Sean Holmes has assembled a 20-strong rep company of actors, writers, directors and designers to put together a year of, well, who knows what. Here at Theatre Voice, we'll be talking to members of the company about each show in turn, starting today with show one, which, and this is where the obligatory spoiler warning comes in, is an expressionistic spin on George Buchner's Wojciech. I'm joined today by Billy Seymour, who plays Wojciech, and Leo Bill, who plays the pianist in the show. Billy, Leo, welcome to Theatre Voice.
Hello.
So, I guess the first thing to say is, Billy, you're not the typical Wojciech, you're not the sort of actor that we might expect to see playing Wojciech on a British stage. Tell us about how you've approached the role.
I think that's what the whole point of Secret Fit was, to trying to get not cast as type sort of thing. So that was really surprising. But when we first started, we didn't know what was cast. We didn't know what the cast was until it was about 5 weeks in. So by that time, we knew we were doing Wojciech. We didn't know what the cast was. So we just done loads of sort of workshops and improv and certain things, so we sort of had an understanding of what way we was going to go with it, but we didn't know what our character was. So by the time I was cast as Wojciech, I sort of had an start really, and everyone sort of helped in creating the character.
And how much did that sort of beginning bit feed in through the process? How much did it?
Do you mean the rehearsal process?
Yeah, the bit before you actually knew you was playing what?
Because normally, when I would have done it fear before, so you've got 4 weeks, so you've got basically, you first day you go in, you've run a table, you're reading the text, and you don't really have much freedom to do what we've done, basically. You've got more creative freedom, I suppose. And we had probably 7 weeks, didn't we? Just planned about a bit, so we'd pick a scene. Then Sean, the director, would just sort of let us do what he'd maybe give us a few pointers where to go in there. Then he'd just give us the freedom to do what we want to do and just be out, go as out there as possible, really. And then if they wanted to bring it back, we could. We went to Berlin to see loads of sort of European abstract theatre over there, and we sort of tried to put that spin on it.
But I think because we spent a lot of time doing exercises that weren't even necessarily Wojciech based. At the beginning, we sort of, by the time we came back from Berlin, we'd almost started rehearsals without realising it, really.
Yeah.
I remember we had a session one day with Simon Stevens on something completely different, where we were talking about developing a devised piece, where we started talking about ideas that people were interested in. And everyone wrote down stuff on pieces of paper of things they'd like to see, whether it was, I would like to see Billy play this type of character, or I would like music to be something that Zoot Theatre used at some point in time, you know. And that then informed, that all sort of bled into, so then we started doing stuff. So like we had some music sessions one day, not related to Wojciech at all, but actually everything that happened during that time when we were talking about a completely different project, suddenly, sort of without realising, completely informed how we did Wojciech, and hence there's a load of music in it. And I guess in the way, you know, like you were saying, we all played Wojciech at some point during that time, or even played characters that were Wojciech-like. So then everything, we'd sort of made Wojciech together, really.
Definitely.
And then it was really like more, just a little bit more random than like, well, whoever plays it, we're sort of all making it, really, I think.
I suppose the show we end up seeing kind of reflects that, in that it's a very compressed, or moments within the play as written originally are very compressed, to the point where they're sort of distilled into a single image. And actually, if you're trying to sit there and work out what corresponds to what, it's not necessarily doable. I mean, Leo, for example, you're playing an amalgamation of five or six different parts.
Yeah, I played, there's lines we took, it was quite funny because we ended up, there'd always be a moment where it's like, oh, well, we should do something, someone should actually say something here. And then it always ended up being me.
Yeah.
And it was always a line, it was random. So yeah, the part of Barker, the part of Journeyman, the part of the Fool, I think maybe Margaret. There might be a line of Margaret's, and we just ended up giving it to the pianist, and then that, then a character grew sort of from it. But I think there's something about the there's compressed bits and stuff, and you can't really. Again, Simon Stevens, you know, talked at one point about, you know, we talked a little bit about, I mean, it's quite an obvious thing, but sort of Lynch. And, you know, you look at Inland Empire, Mulholland Drive a little bit, but Inland Empire probably more, where you are looking at sensory images, if that is even makes sense, that don't have to necessarily make any, that don't at the time appear to make any sense, and you just experience it. And then after that, you can put it together however you want, or have any response to it that you want.
So the surreal and the visceral, sort of carrying it in the moment, and then it condenses and processes a bit.
Yeah, I think so. It's not to be processed. I mean, potentially, it's impossible to process it while you're experiencing it. And that... You know, whether we achieve all of it or not, whether we achieve it as a whole, as a complete thing, it's something that definitely none of us have really spent time exploring before, and you don't get the opportunity to explore that in rehearsal rooms in this country. So, that the sort of compression of a script or the compression of scenes, it all sort of came really sort of organically, and then you suddenly end up with a finished piece.
That's really interesting, because often I think with work that is, I mean, experimental theatre is not quite the right term, but we'll use it as a catch-all. It's trying to expand and leap off from and elaborate on. And I think show two, which I'll be talking about in another podcast, is kind of playing along those lines a bit more. But to compress and to sort of mine down to something approaching the essence of this play is a really interesting way to go about it. And I suppose at the centre of that, in a way that we can kind of process quite easily, Billy, you spend most of the time as Wojciech hooked up to this bungee cord.
Yeah.
Tell us how that image came about, this running in circles.
Leo was saying earlier, we were sort of doing game workshops before we even started doing Wojciech, and did it come about in that, I think it was
Cara Horgan and Adele Leonce, the actors in the company, two actors in the company, they were doing an exercise.
But I don't think it was even for Wojciech.
I don't think it was. It was weird. We were talking about experiments.
Yeah.
Also, weird experiments. And Cara tied a rope to Adele, and then span her around,
yeah,
or something.
Sort of come from that, I think. So that was totally right. Then it sort of got dropped for a period. We put it on the back burner, I think, and we just used it for the Dr. Wojciech scenes. And then when we started ticking, we started putting that from the beginning again. And sort of kept it. No, we didn't. We changed right up until the first preview. Then we changed it again, because after the first preview, I knocked myself, and then in it, we just kept it all the way through, didn't we?
Yeah.
So that's how that came about.
Yeah, and it sort of made sense. Themes of monotony of life and order and experiment and absurdness and stuff. And there seems something really good about just chaining you to a rope and chaining you to the floor and then it sort of became our job to affect you in a way, so you could just be tight. I guess that was the idea of tying an actor to a rope and telling them to just run, and you don't, it's sort of allowed in a way, like, you don't have to necessarily, I mean, say if I'm wrong, but like you don't have to then spend lots of time necessarily, you know, in a corner thinking about the depths of Wojciech. Yeah. You actually just, you tie yourself to a rope, and then people come on and do things to you.
Exactly, yeah.
And you experience that live.
Mm.
and react in whatever way you do. Yeah. Of course, there's script.
Every time we've been doing it, like lately, every night it's been different now, because so ever any person brings anything different on, you just got to react to it, because you nothing else, nowhere to go, nowhere to hide, sort of thing.
I don't think we spend a huge amount of time thinking about how things should be interpreted by an audience. We sort of make the work and things come out of it and they sort of happen. And however people sort of read them, some people will read nothing into them. Some people will find that frustrating. Some people will read something that is completely different to another person. In terms of, say, the cross-gender stuff that we have in Wojciech, where Charlotte Josephine plays a man, Cara Horgan plays a man, and I play a sort of she-man. And even the other night I was thinking about what... I mean, being on stage, there was a night where I thought, oh, yeah, he's... the pianist is neither, or has no understanding of who he is, and knows that he somehow showed up on this in this world in a dress, but might actually have a dick and be a man, and his chaotic confusion sort of transcends him through the show. On a completely different night, I've had the thought where I've gone, I'm a woman, completely a woman. And then other nights where I haven't really thought what it is. And there's something kind of...
Even in that, like, I think it's, we're definitely making the audience, harder for the audience to think what they're watching, sort of thing. Because every time I've spoke to someone after the... Especially with Wojciech, well, so Streetcar, people were just reading to things completely differently, and everyone I spoke to always asked me something different, or what does that mean, or specifically what character is that, which I think is what we set out to do. I think especially with Wojciech, the first play, when it's just to make the audience work a bit harder, whether they...
So this relates to one of the things that you've got daubed downstairs as part of your manifesto, which is, we hope that confusion can be revealing.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking to audiences, are you finding that is proving the case, or are people working against it, being thrown by it?
I think it's a mixture, but I'll give you an example. Someone I know came to see the show last week, I think, and they weren't too keen on it. It was just they wanted more of a story, I think. And then I see him in the evening, and the next morning I got a phone call, and he said, "Well, I've woke up. First thing I thought about was Wojciech last night." He said, "So whatever you've done has worked." So I think.
Yeah,
it gives you an example.
I had exactly the same with my dad. Came to see it, and my dad's a writer, and he was very polite about it, but he didn't really like it, and he thought there was a lack of through line. He had quite a few problems with a lot of it, and was really struggling with it. And then he similarly called me about 2 days later, and said, "Well, I just wanted to call just say I think it might have worked, because the last 2 days I've woke up thinking about something about it, and I couldn't tell you what it is that I've been thinking, but it's there, imprinted somehow, and I've got to, I guess, figure out why, because ultimately I didn't think I liked it, but it sort of won't leave me."
Exactly.
And I think that's, I mean, to go back to David Lynch in a way, I remember now, I was, I don't know when it came out, like I must have been in my early 20s, I'm 33 now, but when I saw Mulholland Drive, I remember coming out of Mulholland Drive and going, I have absolutely no idea what I've just seen, but I know I loved it. And I think there's something in that audiences don't get now. Whether you like it or you hate it, whether you wake up 2 days later and go, I absolutely fucking hated it, it was shit.
Mm.
But similarly in Berlin, we saw a show in Berlin that I have never been so angry. I thought it was appalling about porn.
Mm.
And I thought it was offensive, it was horrible. But I'm so glad I saw it in hindsight, because it released something in me, huge. And And I'm so glad I saw that for that reason, and it stayed with me.
I'd echo that actually, in the sense that when I was watching, I was completely confused and trying to work out what corresponded to what certain things were, even in their own right. And actually, over the next couple of days, particularly when I sat down to write, actually a very clear picture of Wojciech came out. But the interesting thing about that picture is actually it misses out a lot of things that happened on the stage. So things that maybe didn't connect with me in one way, or I couldn't then find a solution to, sort of disappeared from the idea of the show.
Yes.
And I was wondering if that's something that you feel is an interesting side to the work.
It was hard because before we even made it really abstract. It's still quite a hard play to do anyway, because it's such a mixed up play and you could do it in any order. It was we sort of changed the order loads in it as well, didn't we, right up until the very end.
Yeah.
I think up until the second, up until after the third preview, we changed the order again, didn't we?
Yeah.
So I think it was quite
and potentially, I think potentially stuff may get lost in it. Stuff may get lost in it that might not work, or to some people, there could be stuff that people might think that needed to be much stronger. So, but in a way, and it's not making an excuse of it, but it sort of goes back to us at our beginnings again, and it being a direct response to our experience in Berlin and stuff, that we started to experiment. We've made something that continues to be an experiment and continues to change, and is not a complete piece in the way that Wojciech is not a complete play in a way. I think in a way you, with show one, you get to see if you are interested on any level in following through the season how we've begun, and things will not necessarily make any sense. And maybe if we did Wojciech as show six, potentially it would have everything would be maybe clearer, even in its abstraction. But without it being self-indulgent, it's us showing an audience how we've begun. And things definitely won't work and will be lost and stuff, but this is how we've started. And I think that's really interesting, because no companies can do that. A lot of companies won't want to do that,
The final sort of, I suppose, note is of the play is this song, this PJ Harvey song, and I think it's called "This Is England."
Yeah, I think so. Or England. It's just called England.
And suddenly, for the first time, this play becomes a sort of state of the nation address. Interesting talking about having the year and taking this different approach and this piece coming out of Germany to then land this final sort of stamp of England on it.
Yeah, the use of the England song is about England's response to heinous crimes, and the government can very easily call something terrorism, and it then just becomes that, and it doesn't need to be explored. The guy that whatever he did to the guy in Woolwich, is potentially psychotic, and to just call it terrorism undermines, is probably the wrong word, but sort of undermines it for what it is and undermines those issues. So putting England into it became about bringing Wojciech and what Wojciech does and what is murder. It sort of brought it home by using the Woolwich speech at the end. And I think we did talk about early, because it did come quite late on, we talked about, was it a bit heavy-handed? Do we need to do that? But I think, especially with the first show, our mantra's sort of been, whatever we want to go with, let's go with it. We can, you know, we can look back in hindsight and go, was that heavy-handed? Was that necessary? Blah, blah, blah. But it was about, let's do whatever we feel like we want to do, and see how people read it or get a kick out of it or whatever.
On that note, thank you very much, Leo, Bill, and Billy Seymour.
Thank you.